And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 2nd of May, 2007. It was on this day in 1611 the first edition of the King James Bible was published in England. One of the greatest and most influential works in the English language, even though it was translated by a committee. It was produced during a chaotic time in England. The Black Plague had just killed off about 30,000 Londoners. Puritans were starting to agitate against the monarchy. There was a group of underground Catholics plotting to assassinate him. And King James I thought that a new translation of the Bible might help pull the country together. There had been several English translations already, but he wanted to produce the definitive one. The previous ones had been translated from Latin. He wanted this one to be more accurate to the original Hebrew and Greek, and to be printed without elaborate translator's notes in the margins, but to be for the widest possible audience. He assembled a committee of 54 linguists. He wanted it to sound right when it was read aloud. And the translators decided to use old-fashioned language. At the time they were working on the King James, words like thou and saith had already gone out of fashion. But they wanted to give the sense that the language came from long ago and far away. The first edition came out on this day in 1611, but for decades most people preferred the Puritan Geneva Bible, which was plainer. It was only after England went through a civil war that the King James Bible came into fashion, and it influenced the way writers have used the English language for hundreds of years. It was on this day in 1972 an era of American law enforcement came to an end when J. Edgar Hoover died in Washington, D.C., who had been the head of the FBI since 1924, a man about whom there were many, many rumors, most of which have never been settled, because after Hoover's death, his secretary followed his order that all of his personal papers should be burned. And it's the birthday of the lyricist Lawrence Hart, born in New York City, 1895, as a young man in his 20s, drifting around and writing verse in his spare time when someone introduced him to Richard Rodgers, who was still a teenager, but who was writing music. They worked on a series of amateur musical comedies, and then their show, The Garrick Gaieties, became a huge success in 1925, and they went on to write some successful musicals together, Connecticut Yankee, The Boys from Syracuse, and Pal Joey. Here's a lyric by Lawrence Hart on his birthday, I Wish I Were in Love Again. The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga. The pulled-out fur of cat and cur, the fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. The furtive sigh, the blackened eye, the words I'll love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double-crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no despair. I'm all there now, but I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again. I Wish I Were in Love Again by Lawrence Hart. Used here by permission of Chappell Music, Limited of London. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.